Hey guys, do you ever have that lost feeling in your business when you're thinking, I know I should be making more money, I know I should have more clients, but where are they? What's going on? What's happening? Hi everyone, my name is Maya Haridat. I'm a business coach and speaker, and I love helping clients uncover what they don't know that they don't know about running successful businesses. And as I continue on this journey right now of sharing ideas and themes to help you grow your business, I thought it'd be really helpful to start focusing this podcast more on some of the mindset conversations that you just might not even be aware of that are showing up in your business. And this is a big one, that feeling of loss or frustration or even anger because you know you should have more money, more clients, more business, and yet you're just not seeing the results. And what do you do to unpack that? What do you do to start changing the course? So I'm going to give you three tools to get started with today on this journey. Be clear. This is a big, big conversation. And as I'm looking around right now of, you know, a time frame of when people are trying to re-examine what are we doing around COVID? Are we just going back to work and going back to normal? Or is it going to be hybrid where we're in person for some things or working from home for other things? I get that as an entrepreneur, it can feel really scary right now and kind of overwhelming about, okay, so how do I do this then? How do I run my business? How do I, you know, bring in the cash flow that I need? How do I earn a profit with everything that I'm doing? And this frustrating feeling of, but there should be more. Where's the more? So let me start out with the first one that might not be so obvious, but it's the one that changes the whole conversation. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to call it out for yourself. Take a moment when you finish listening to this particular podcast and just jot down some feelings and some thoughts about what is actually showing up for you around this with your business. You see, I think far too often we do a lot of things where we're like running day to day. We're, you know, focusing on getting the list of things done. We, you know, right now, for example, we're dealing with tax season. So everyone's trying to get their taxes prepared and their finances from last year organized. And you're always running, running, running. You're always trying to get something done. Heck, before I even sat down to get this podcast filmed, I realized that I'm trying to get my business minority certified again. And I realized I forgot another document that needs to get notarized, right? Like there's always stuff that has to get done. And when you're looking at your bank account and you're thinking, well, there should be more, and then you're seeing this long laundry list of things that has to get done, that's a lot of times where the conflict shows up. And I just want you to just take a moment. And it sounds really, really corny. It sounds really kind of like, Maya, how is that going to help me make money? Listen, trust this process. First and foremost, you have to call it out. You have to be willing to acknowledge what exactly is showing up for you, what feelings are coming up for you, what emotions are coming up for you, what thoughts are coming up for you, good or bad. Just take a moment, jot them down, and be really, really clear about what you're seeing and how it's showing up. Because here's the deal. Far too often when we experience these points in our business, people want to just jump on and add a strategy or a tactic or let's do this or let's buy this program or let's go to this event. I'm going to find some clients at this event and I'm going to change things around. Well, that might be a solution. And I commend you for wanting to do the outreach to make that happen. But sometimes it might actually be something else that's going on. And because we're so busy in our day to day, we're not taking time to really pause, to be reflective, to think about things and really call it out for ourselves. I find with my coaching clients that when they actually sit down and do, there's a couple of activities that I have them do on a weekly basis, that when they start doing it, when they start showing up for their business on this weekly basis and start really calling out for themselves some of the patterns that they're seeing in their business, OMG, guys, it changes the whole conversation around. And I want to be clear. You reflecting on what's showing up and you speaking specifically to the emotions, the thoughts, some of the habits and patterns you might be engaging in right now as a result, it's not going to change your bank account tomorrow. I don't want to give you that false lie or that belief that, okay, if I just sit down and journal everything that's going on, I'm good to go. I'm going to make money tomorrow. Not necessarily, but what it will do is it will give you the opportunity then to actually fix exactly where the problem may be showing up rather than you just trying to throw a spaghetti at the wall and hope that whatever it is that you're actually doing works, you'll have a better sense really of what's going on and what's really at the core of what's happening around your frustration or your anger or your sadness, even that you should have more money in your business, but you don't yet. And then that leads me directly right into step number two. Step number two is assess it. And here, this is a basic one that I think we all need to do from time to time. Step back and assess, what are you doing around marketing and sales in your business? What does it look like? And listen, we could dive into a whole 3-hour workshop on just this idea alone of assessing what you're doing in your business. But this is what I mean by that. On a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis, when you show up in your business around marketing, right? So building awareness about your brand, about what you have to offer, or around sales, actually getting money for the products or services that you sell, when you look back over your calendar, what are you doing specifically in those areas? How are you spending time? You know, I find that far too often people will spend their time on like one or two activities, and then we expect thousands of dollars to come in. And then when there's a gap, you're like, well, where's the money? But if you really, really step back and look at what you're doing, you might be surprised. So for example, I know for a number of service-based businesses, one of the ways that you bring in more business is proposals. Let's call it out. You either have to send out client agreements or contracts, or you're sending out proposals or some sort of form to really indicate that you're interested in working with a client and here are the services that you have to be able to offer. Well, for my service-based businesses out here, how many proposals have you sent out this month? And be clear, this is not a game of more, more, more. I want to be very intentional about this. I'd much rather you send out 2 or 3 really well-written proposals from clients that fit your ideal client profile to people that you really want to be able to work with, rather than sending out 10 that are just mass-produced and like, oh, but I send out 10, and then you don't get results back from any of them. But I think you get where I'm going here. If you actually step back and assess what you're really, really doing within your business, right? If you assess the marketing and the sales work that you're doing on a daily basis, what does that look like? Do you find a way to show up on the days that you're working in your business around sales and marketing? I know for myself, one of my common themes is I love to do the operations. You know, some of it is just a comfort. A lot of times with a lot of the clients that I work with, I wind up doing a lot of operational tasks. So it's just falling into that comfort zone in my own business of, okay, so here's my things to do list. Let's try to check off all the boxes on the list. Yeah, but like the example that I gave you earlier, me getting my business minority certified within the government certification that I'm going after is awesome, right? And so I do need to get that paper notarized. But am I actually spending any time doing outreach to prospective agencies or to prospective groups that might benefit from working with a vendor like myself that is certified in advance of trying to get recertified? That's a trick question, but you kind of know where I'm going with this. A lot of times we really are frustrated about what our business looks like and what should be going on. But the truth of the matter is we haven't spent a lot of time on the marketing and the sales. And I want to be clear. I don't think it's something where you have to spend hours doing this and you have to, you know, sell your product and pitch to every single person that you come across. But I do challenge you to assess this. Really, really step back and assess what's going on around the marketing and sales. And then listen. If this is a stumbling block for you, which, by the way, it's a stumbling block for a lot of us, so be clear, you are not alone. I think the reason I actually got interested in going to this area around sales coaching was because I saw a lot of people loved the work that they were doing for their business. They loved the products that they were making, or like in my case, I love delivering workshops and trainings and coaching, and I meet so many people that fall into that same category, but we didn't like doing the sales and marketing. And I had the firm belief after having a business that I had run for a number of years, I knew that there was a way to help individuals that really wanted to conquer, that really wanted to build something customized for their business so that it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like drudgery to be able to do it. Well, the first part, my friends, is you got to assess what you're doing. You got to assess what's going on and figure out how much time are you actually spending and what does that time look like. And then if you're not spending the amount of time that you should be spending, what's going on there? What's happening? What support do you need to seek out to really address what might be showing up for you around this because you're not spending enough time with it. Actually, a quick story on that one. I was talking with a client not so long ago, and she was working with this huge client of within her business. And, you know, I was super excited for her because, you know, the cash flow is rolling in. She's got her team employed. Things are up and running. And then when they finished the project, she was exhausted. She was really, really, really tired. Well, here's the interesting part about businesses like that, where you have very large clients and you're doing huge projects and then the project ends. If you don't find a way to do business development, if you don't find a way to do marketing before that project ends, before you're exhausted, it's going to be really hard to then get that next big project, right? It's just the nature of the beast of how this thing works. So she and I spoke briefly about it. And while at the end of the project, she didn't necessarily do a lot of the outreach per se while she was doing the work. And listen, I got it. That project was a pretty intense project. She was putting in 12, 14 hour days. And you know, just a lot of conversations back and forth with people. But what for me was interesting was that when she finished the project, when she went into her mode of, I need to relax, I need to take a moment and step back, which yes, you do need to take a moment and step back and recoup your energy. She also said, and I'm also thinking about what I need those next steps around the outreach to be. And she shared with me every week, one or two things, even when she was just trying to recover and recoup her energy back again, one or two things that she started doing towards identifying new clients coming in. And, you know, we spoke about what was showing up for her during this time frame. And there were a lot of emotions going on. There was a lot of challenges dealing with the client. You know, there was a lot going on back and forth around her growing her company and what it looked like. And yeah, that's why she needed the break and the rest. But I'll tell you this, if you don't start really assessing what you're doing and calling it out and being very clear and intentional about it, then when you start looking at your cash flow over time, you're going to start to realize you've got major, major, major gaps that you can change. You can change and you can get the cash and the clients coming in on a more regular basis. But you have to be willing to take a step back and really honestly look at what you're doing, what's working really well within your business, and where you can make some improvements around the marketing and the outreach for sales. And then I want to give you a final tip. And this one is an action-oriented tip. I'm not going to dive into so much of the mindset behind it, but it's a big one, guys. And I kind of gave it away with that story that I just shared. Start small. Start small, but consistent. Because here's the deal. If when you call out what's going on right now in your business and you're frustrated and angry and really feeling lost because you're doing all of this work in your business and you don't have the clients coming in, and then you step back and you assess and you say, oh my gosh, there's so much I need to be doing. I'm not following up with people. I'm reaching out for referrals. I don't have any systems in place if a new client says they want to hire me. Like, what does your onboarding system look like if a new client wants to hire you tomorrow? What does that process look like to help to invite them into how your business works? Now, if you start seeing like all of these things that need to be fixed all at once, I'm going to challenge you. Start small, guys. Small but consistent matters. And I think for a lot of us, we get these bursts of energy. Like, I call it an entrepreneurial seizure. I used to see it years ago when people would sign up for my 40-hour programs. And in the beginning of the program, they're like raring to go. And they're like, give me an assignment. Let me go out and conquer the world. And then halfway through the program of them, you know, coming on a weekly basis to two classes for 3 hours a class and then having to go home and do work after they got home, you know, people's energy starts to really peter out and you get tired, right? Because it's you realize how much work it's really going to be. So here's the deal. I'd much rather you start small and stay consistent around that small than try to create these giant big plans of what you're going to do and run out of energy. Starting small and staying small and consistent, by the way, is pretty powerful. I find that there's a couple of activities that I do in regards to following up with people that I've outreached to or following up with former clients that I've worked with from time to time, that if I just keep that steady stream going, right, I don't have to spend hours on trying to find all of these brand new people. Seriously, there's a interesting premise that starts to happen where you're always staying top of mind for at least a handful of people. And then just the law of averages from those handful of people, clients start pouring in and opportunities start happening. So, you know, there's a lot of nuances that you could really dive into with this idea of start small. You know, for many of you, I don't know where you might be at within your business right now. So starting small might just be starting for you for many people because you don't have a consistent habit around showing up for your sales or around showing up for your marketing. For others, you might be trying to launch something brand new. Let's say you have a business that's running really well, the numbers are coming in, but you're feeling really lost right now about a new product that you're trying to launch, and this thing is hard. I get it. Go through those same three steps that I shared. Call out what's showing up for you, about the frustrations that you're dealing. Take a moment to step back and really, really, really assess what you're seeing. Even if you just show up on a weekly basis and just report back on what you're seeing, okay? This week I had zero interest. This week I had zero interest. Hey, one person was interested this week. I didn't get a sale, but at least I got interest, which that's always huge. And then the third step is just to start small with your sales and your marketing work that you want to do. Now, I do a lot of work with my coaching clients around sales and working around helping them create a custom sales plan in their businesses. And if that's something that interests you, I want you not to be shy and reach out and make sure that you reach out to me to see if we could be a good fit to help you with that. But either way, I want you to get started today with these three ideas. Because if you have that feeling right now of feeling lost, of not being sure what's going on in your business, and yet you know you should be making more money, you should have more clients, you should have more business, I'm super confident that these three steps, taking a moment to journal it and call it out, stepping back and assessing what you're really doing around sales and marketing and where there might be some gaps, and then the third step of starting small and consistent, these can be some powerful next steps, guys, that can really transform your overall business and your overall bank account. So I hope this episode has been super helpful for you. If you haven't already, I encourage you to subscribe for future episodes because I'm going to be diving more into topics around sales mindset that far too often it's just not being discussed. People are not having the conversations, and then that's what's showing up and really, really affecting your ability to get more sales coming into your business. So sending you guys major, major, major success and happy, happy cash flow, y'all. Take care. Business Coach Maya signing out.